Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here we are, Tuesday, everybody. We're back. A little late today, but we're here. I mean, if you guys are on the East Coast or wherever you are in the world, who knows what time you're going to get this. But our apologies. We just... a lot going on here over at the house, you know? No school again today for my daughter, so here I am. I have to be on duty. Just left a gymnastics class. Ran right here to do this.
Father of the year.
Yeah, little Jay Giles band starting things off. Peter Wolf and the boys. Lead singer Peter Wolf. There was a guy in the band by the name of Magic Dick. I think he played saxophone, Magic Dick.
Okay.
Good band, Jay Giles. I don't know what became of them. I don't think they're out there anymore. I don't see them anymore. I think Peter Wolf's still alive. This was a monster hit for them. And we thought it would be fun to start off with that. Why not? Mm-hmm. Sometimes Alex is playing music when I walk in the garage, and I'm just like, oh, that one's good. And this would happen to be that time. Tuesday. Plenty to talk about. We'll get through it. Just came from a gymnastics class, you know? A lot going on in this gymnast. Brand new. We just started. Today was our first day of gymnastics.
Is she a natural?
You know what? I think we might have something here.
All right.
She didn't seem to take to dance. She didn't seem to take to a few other things we've tried. But it looks like this gymnastics is going to work because it's a lot about race. They just race each other from, you know, that's how it starts. You just run across the floor. Mm-hmm. And as long as there's like some sort of race or competition, she's happy with that. So anyway, I just sit there and I think they frown upon the men being in there because it's, they don't seem to, it's a lot of moms with their kids. There's 1,000 girls in there of all different ages, some of them like ready for the Olympics. I mean, they're jumping up and spinning around, mean coaches screaming at them. Isn't that part of like, isn't gymnastics about just mean coaches screaming at
like an old Russian?
Yeah, like an old Russian. It was an old Russian man.
It was
every girl, I thought they were killing it.
Yeah,
it's like you got to get your hands up higher.
Yeah,
you know, and the poor girl's like 9. She's just screaming at them. But you know, I mean, isn't that how you make a change? I don't know if this. Is how you're supposed to scream or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know what works in like that. I've never been athletically blessed where if they saw something, you'd be like, well, this kid's got something. So you got to scream in his face because otherwise he's going to ruin this gift that he's been given.
Yeah.
I was never gifted in anything. So nobody screamed in my face. Nobody gave a fuck.
I'm sure Chelsea Handler screamed at
once. Oh, that every day.
When she needed from you.
Every single day.
More tags.
But it was, so anyway, here we are. A couple of fun things to talk about. The one story that is a couple of days old now, but I wanted to discuss it because I'm just fascinated by it, is Kelly Rowland. Mm-hmm. Kelly Rowland over there at the Today Show. I guess, I don't know if you guys saw it. I don't know if she's mentioned anything about it yet. I haven't seen any follow-up on the story. But I happened to read that Kelly Rowland was going to be a guest on the second hour, I guess, promoting some movie she's got coming. Now, we all know Kelly Rowland. She was in Destiny's Child. And she's a big star in her own right. I mean, she does a lot of stuff. Is she Beyonce from that? No.
No.
But she's also not the other girl. There was three of them. Williams, I think, and the other girl.
Michelle four of them. And
I know. There was another one that, kind of Michelle Williams took over. I think it's Michelle Williams. Whatever. You get the idea. Anyway, and then there's Kelly Rowland and Beyonce, who are both still pretty big. Anyway, she did the second hour, and I guess she was supposed to, after the second hour, she was supposed to go over and do sit-in for Jenna Bush Hagar. She was going to sit in for her. She wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And she was going to be a co-host with Hoda Kotb.
Hoda, yeah.
And that's a big deal. I mean, that is a big get to be invited to be the co-host. I mean, for a girl like Kelly Rowland, I believe. I don't know. I mean, I guess her career is going fine. I'm sure she's doing fine. But I would be like at this point looking like, hey, could I be one of these people? Mm-hmm. Could I be a morning, Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson killing it? There's a lot more, too. Jennifer Hudson, she's got a talk show. Everybody. Sherry Shepherd. There's a million of them.
Yeah.
And they're all kind of doing okay. They picking them up for 2, 3 seasons, 4 seasons. But Drew Barrymore and Kelly Clarkson are just crushing it. So if I were Kelly Rowland, I'd be like, let me show these people I can do it. I could sit behind a desk. I could read a cue card. I could cut to commercial. I could talk to celebrities. I could have fun. I could be cutesy. I could talk about, whatever. A lot of times they'll start off, Alex, kind of like we do.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do last night? You know, it's funny, Kelly. Last night I my wife and I watched this new show. Have you been watching this, this Love Hurts or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Show? I said, whatever show. What is one of the ones people watch? Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, the new season.
I don't even know what this is about. But anyway.
Oh, you're not up on it?
It's not my thing.
Oh, I'm caught up.
Are you? What is it? Is it about autism?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
I mean.
Is that Love on the Spectrum? What's Love is Blind?
Love is Blind is when the people, they like kind of.
They don't even see each other.
They date from on the other side of a wall.
Is it this one? You just see the dick or something?
No. That's Naked Attraction.
Oh, okay. I can't keep up.
That one's better. But
just a dick and the pussy, and then you choose on that, based on that.
Well, you narrow based on that.
Okay.
And then we get to see the top half, you narrow.
But what I'm saying is Kelly, this girl could have like talked about, Kelly Rowland. And that's the first 15 minutes talk about, and my husband is doing a fun thing. He's cooking, he cooked last night.
Yeah.
And then, Hoda goes, oh, is that right? What does he cook? He tries to cook and everybody has fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dina, De Laurentiis comes in and she, finger fucks some corn chip dip or something she makes.
Yeah.
Everyone pretends to enjoy it. Maybe Al Roker is still around the building. Bring him in. Al, come in and say something funny. And then he heads home. But I'm saying she could have. It was an opportunity, exactly.
Yeah.
To make it look like, okay, Kelly Rowland might have something here. Let's get her out there and see if she can get one of these afternoon Kelly Rowland at noon or something, in between mesothelioma commercials.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't have some fun?
Yeah.
In between the lawyers trying to get you money for whatever ails you. Did you fall down at work? Call me. Anyway, so apparently she wasn't happy with her green room. It's what I had heard. And she stormed out. That's now saying stormed out, walked out. Who knows? But what I had heard was she wanted the green room upstairs, I guess the fancy green room.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently J-Lo was up there. Jennifer Lopez was up there doing, I don't know if she was on a Today show or on one of the other NBC, because it's all in Rock Center there. She could have been on Jimmy Fallon or one of the other shows that are in that building.
She's on a big press tour.
On a big press tour for this movie she's got out. And so they said, well, no, J-Lo's up there. And Kelly Rowland says, well, I'm out. This green room's not to my liking. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving. Which is, I guess if you're Kelly Rowland's level, you expect certain things. I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but I mean, as a comedian who walks into green rooms every weekend, if I walked out based on the green rooms in comedy clubs, I'd be walking out every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, Kelly Rowland, and I've done some of these shows, not as big as the Today Show, but you know, normally they're kind of nice, but it's a quick turnaround, you know. But I, maybe if she was going to stay there for the third hour, she was going to be in this green room for quite a bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what she needed. I mean, what could you possibly need?
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't know if that endeared her to the Today Show staff, or here's the other thing. Come back. Everybody could have fun with it. Everybody needs ratings at this point, mm-hmm. especially network television.
Yeah.
This could be some fun here.
I'm reading Hoda invited her back.
Oh, she did. This is why I love Hoda. That's
what she said. She said she could share my dressing room.
Yeah. Hoda is just the best. There's nobody better than Hoda Kotb. Do you ever hear a bad word about her? And if you guys have one, I don't want to hear it. I know when I go, actually, she supported a church that, but yeah, well, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. Don't ruin my Hoda love, okay? Because then I saw in person recently when I went to the Plus, like some sort of, you know, one of those morons who were jumping up and down in the plaza with a sign that said, we've been married for 20 years and, mm-hmm. you know, we're on vacation from where? Jimmy Fuck Bucks. We're excited to be here.
Yeah.
And see her. And I was one of them. My wife made me do it. We saw the big duck from Migration, this movie,
mm-hmm.
and we happened to be at Rock Center skating at 6 o'clock in the morning, like weirdos. And we went in to the plaza. Oh my God! And then my wife said, "Get in there, get on camera." I was like, "I don't." Could you imagine if someone saw it? They're like, "Oh my God, Frangiola's fallen far. He's like in the crowd,
yeah,
at the plaza, just trying to get on TV." Anyway, but then I saw Hoda up close. You know, I didn't say anything, of course, but I mean, just good looking, statuesque, Alex is the word I like to use.
Yeah.
And I mean, just got it all. I mean, there's like I said, I don't think you'd say a bad word. And here she goes again with this. Now, could have went two ways with this. Could have went, fuck Kelly Rowland. But she didn't. Classy lady. Let it come back on. And why wouldn't you? Because now, all of a sudden, I mean, who's... They're probably doing fine over to Today Show with Jenna Bush, Hager, and Hoda Kotb. But you have Kelly Rowland come back, explain what went down.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings, boom. They're talking about it. We're talking about it on Cover to Cover.
Yep.
If she comes back. And everybody's having a laugh about it. Am I wrong in saying this, Alex?
No, I think that's a great idea.
Has Kelly Rowland said anything about it?
I don't think so yet. I was kind of looking for that.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything. The other thing that I think is amazing in today's world, I just happen to notice because somehow, I guess, I don't know why or how. I mean, I guess I know why and how.
Mm-hmm.
That the algorithm for me on Instagram seems to be big-breasted women just like jumping up and down in their kitchen.
Okay.
I don't know which one I clicked on. I don't really follow any of them, but I must have clicked on a few. Because
mm-hmm.
now Instagram does a thing where it'll suggest people to follow, unless you turn it off. You could turn it off like a month, and then you won't see it, and then it comes back on.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to continually turn it off. But they'll suggest people. And I'm like, wait, I don't follow that person. And you'll see it's just a suggestion. And it's usually big-breasted women jumping up and down in their kitchen.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're filtered, because they all look like they have tiny, tiny waists. But mm-hmm. big boobs. And normally that's not just, you know, you don't see that type of body, but only on Instagram.
Yeah.
And they all have like 950,000 followers because every weirdo is doing the same thing I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching them jump up and down in the kitchen.
Okay.
But you could literally, I mean, this is a new world we're living in. And what a time to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could literally make, I believe, a healthy living from just having big boobs. I'm sure you could have in the 50s as well, but you had to find an agent and you had to find somebody to see your boobs and see if they were boo. And you had to talk to, Harvey Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein take a shower and all that. Now, none of that. You could just jump up and down in your kitchen,
mm-hmm.
shitty kitchen. Doesn't have to be nice.
No.
Drawers open in the back. Fuck it. Fuck it. And people will watch and you get, and then you get paid for ads or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'm looking at them now, and it's just, look, Alex, I'll show you one. Oh, this one, she's trying on clothes. So she's just legitimate. Okay. Here you go.
She actually works.
Walking down the beach in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she makes a living. That's her living.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
From what? I mean, a lot of things and nothing.
Okay. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I think today, the reason why I was getting a lot of these in my algorithm, beach, girls just walking on the beach, mm-hmm. is because I've been a little fascinated with Dakota Johnson.
Okay.
We all know who Dakota Johnson is. She is the daughter of Melanie Griffith and Don Johnson. Mm-hmm. Most famously, I think 50 Shades of Grey was her movie.
Yeah.
One of those people I can't figure out. I think she's, you know, she does like a low key kind of, that's kind of her cadence, mm-hmm. low key girl, you know, and I don't know if it's a joke. I don't think a lot of people know if it's a joke. And she could be like one of those funny people who's just, I don't know, Todd Barry, if you know the comedian I'm talking about, you know, just one of those low key deadpan type people.
Yeah.
Anyway, she got a movie coming out called Madam Web. I guess it's a Marvel universe or DC or one of these superhero. I have completely lost track of superhero movies. Once it's outside of like the big ones, mm-hmm. Batman, Spider-Man, Thor,
yeah.
Captain America.
Now that we're doing Ant-Man.
Yeah, when they start going way down, Blue Beetle, yeah. I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
So anyway, this Madam Web, I never even heard of Madam Web, and I know there's dorks out there go, you know, Madam Web, you got to watch the first comic book's the best one, and then they go, whatever. Apparently, it's some sort of offshoot of Spider-Man, what I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And she is Madam Web, I think. And I guess it bombed. It came out this weekend and it didn't do very well. And it's another Marvel movie that hasn't done well. So now people, is it over for the Marvel universe?
Yeah.
Are we done? Did we have enough? We saturated the market. They were kind of killing movies as far as I'm concerned. I believe if they were making too many and if no other movie could survive, if it wasn't a Marvel movie, mm-hmm. you just couldn't get the space in the theaters and blah, blah, blah. So you weren't seeing like, you know, the small independents that you used to kind of go see for fun. Once it, you know, like I often talk about, I mean, I use Rain Man for some reason as an example, because it was a huge blockbuster that everyone enjoyed with big stars. And it was like an adult drama about an autistic guy and his brother, his pricky brother, trying to, you know, fuck him over for money or something. Mm-hmm. But it was a summer blockbuster,
yeah.
back when you could do such things. Now forget about it. Rain Man's would have to, after he counted toothpicks, he'd have to fucking punch out the Hulk in order for the movie to make any money. But so I think when the Marvel Universe started, it killed movies like a Rain Man type movie, which I enjoy. We all enjoy. Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump. Nobody would go see Forrest Gump today. But like, no, fuck that. It's about isn't he like mentally challenged? Yeah, he is. He likes chocolates. He's mentally challenged and he has AIDS.
Yeah.
Somebody has AIDS.
Somebody had AIDS.
Yeah.
Jenny had AIDS.
Yeah. Jenny got AIDS. And, you know, it's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. But whatever. We watched. Everyone loved it. We watched it. You could still, if you wanted to, Alex, you could still eat at a restaurant based solely on that movie from 30 years ago. There's still a restaurant.
Based on the, like, third lead of that movie.
Fourth lead.
Yeah.
Maybe fifth, whatever. And I think the actor who played that guy is, like, arrested now or something. He tried to murder his girlfriend. Something like that. Michael B., whatever his name was.
Yeah.
But
did that just happen?
No, it happened years ago.
Okay.
I don't know what became of it. I don't know if he got off or whatever. But there was something with him, with that actor.
I'm on it.
Anyway. But they do still have bubblegum shrimp, and you can go and have bubblegum shrimp. And I guess you could read lines from Forrest Gump on the walls of the restaurant. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know if people go back like, hey, honey, we got to go back to that bubblegum shrimp. It's so good.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so out comes this Madam Web.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the funny thing is, this Sweeney, what's her name?
Sunny Sweeney?
Sunny Sweeney?
Is that it?
No, something like that. Though you're not wrong.
She might be a country singer.
Shannon Sweeney.
Let me find her.
Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the barber girl.
Yeah, the girl from Euphoria.
Yeah,
she's all over the place. Everyone loves her, and big boobed as well. I mean,
Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney. She could have a career just jumping up and down in the kitchen if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Sydney Sweeney is in Madam Web as well.
Yeah.
You don't hear a word about her being in it. Mm-mm. She didn't do a press tour, and she's a big star right now. She didn't do shit. And she must have knew this movie was a piece of shit and said, fuck that. My career is taking off. I don't want to be associated with this piece of shit at all.
Yeah.
And I think Dakota Johnson tried to do the same thing from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But she is the Madam Web. She's got to go on the press tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the people are saying that the press tour was just so cringy that she apparently did not see the movie and kept saying things to that nature. Like, I didn't see it. I might see it. Now, she wasn't saying, this is what you're supposed to say on a press tour, is this is a great movie.
Yeah.
Now, I listened to some of the clips to see what was so cringy about it. And I honestly, I'm going to stick up for Dakota Johnson here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's cringy. I think if you ever have to do one of these press junkets, and you guys probably won't, but you know what they are. We've all seen them. You see them on, because it's not just Entertainment Tonight and Jimmy Fallon and the big ones. Well, all the, you know, anyone will do those. But when you're doing a huge movie like Madam Web, I guess, is a big Marvel movie, and a huge press junket, what you'll have to do is you'll have to sit in a room in a hotel. You know, it's usually a nice Four Seasons or something in Beverly Hills. And, okay, so you'll probably get a couple of big people coming by. You know, the Entertainment Tonight will come. Extra will come. Billy Bush will come and whatever the fuck he's doing. He's on one of them still. He'll come and interview you. And you just sit in the same chair in front of the, you know, the marquee for the movie. And they'll sit across from you. Now, okay. Now, after those, the big guns, the three or four big ones that might sell a ticket to your movie, you got to do it for about 900 other people. And I'm talking the fucking penny saver.
Yeah.
And guys who have blogs and guys who have Instagram. That's who's coming in to talk to Dakota John. And it's nine. I used to work these things. When I was with Chelsea Lately, we went to different countries because these giant movies that had giant budgets would basically do press junkets in other countries and fly everybody to that London I got flown to. I got flown to Tokyo. And not only me, we were one of the big shows that they wanted to promote their movies on. They would fly fucking losers from, I'm not kidding, like the Penny Saver would be sitting next to us on the plane. What do you, I write for the Penny Saver. I'm excited to meet Keanu Reeves. And I'm like, wait, what? Yeah, they're flying me to Tokyo, putting me up in a hotel. Like, must be spending millions of dollars for this shit. Anyway, but you have to sit there. I watched that. What's her name? The couple of people from Fast and the Furious, because we were shooting bits with them with Chewie and whatever for our show. But I watched that Paul Walker's when he was still alive. If this is his last Fast and the Furious, he sat there for hours. I remember going back 7 hours later and he's still there talking to hundreds of people. And they're all idiots. They try to be cute. They try to get you to say something funny. You know, they try to come up with a bit so they can get a viral moment or whatever. And you, as Dakota Johnson or whoever else, has to sit there and suffer these fools.
Yeah.
And eventually you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, first of all, Dakota Johnson knows this movie's a piece of shit. She's like, hey, it's a piece of shit. I saw it. Because you make the movie. It's out of your hands at that point. You're not, Dakota Johnson is not as hand, some guys are hands-on. If you're a big star, you like, you have your, you got your hand in every,
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Exactly. He's got his hand in every facet of the movie, but Dakota Johnson
screaming at editors,
but he does, you know, he has to, it's a Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
So he's got to make sure shit is right. But Dakota Johnson's not like that. She reads her lines and goes home to Chris Martin. She's still with Coldplay guy, Chris Martin.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
why I'm getting Girls on the Beach, because I was looking at her. She doesn't care about this Madam Web bullshit.
Mm-mm.
She's on a beach with Chris Martin.
Yeah.
She's letting it all water off a duck's back, Alex. Who cares?
Typical Nepo baby.
She's a Nepo baby. I don't know. But anyway, I can't tell if I like her or don't like her. I honestly don't think I've ever seen any. I don't even think I saw 50 Shades of Grey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've watched those movies.
Well, I'm surprised it's not in your algorithm right now.
Well, I'm going to look it up when I after I saw her in the bikini over at the some Mexican resort.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I don't know if I'm going to blame her, because I listened to a couple of clips. You listened to them with me, Alex. And it sounds like she's the people, the press junket people asking the questions, are the assholes.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, oh, what dumb question is that? Like, that taken out of context. And do we have any clip?
Yeah, you want the context one?
Let's hear the context clip. And you guys tell me what you think. I mean, I don't know anything about Dakota Johnson, but she seems like she's handling this perfectly fine to me.
Mm-hmm. Where there was a line from the trailer that went sort of viral. Do you remember that?
What was it?
It was the line that says, "He was in the Amazon with my mum when she was researching spiders right before she died." Do you remember that going viral?
Why did that go viral?
I think it went viral because out of context, people were just like, "What does this mean?" Did you catch that at all?
No. Somebody brought this up and I have no idea what it's about.
There were lots of memes because I think people were like, just out of the context of it, it was just a very...
But isn't any sentence out of context, out of context?
Yeah, very true.
What a silly
Oh my God. I mean, listen, it's cringy, but I don't think she's the cringy one.
No.
Here's the thing. She made this movie 2 years ago. She's probably made 5 movies since, and she's like, what? Like the trailer, spiders. You know, she's an actress who said, you want to be Madam Web, whatever the fuck that is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, $4 million to get Dakota Johnson, or maybe more. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe, you know, I don't know. She's kind of a big star, I guess. And by today's standards, give her some back end money on it. You know, she gets part of the gross and you can make some money in these things.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's one of the people. She's like, yeah, I'll do it. But, you know, some of those people, they go into those Marvel movies and they're like, oh, yeah, I read all the comic books. I know all about Iron Man. And she's like, I don't even know what this is. I read the lines and I go home and I take $10 million for it.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying about spiders? What? And he's like, there was a taken out of context. It said something about spiders in a cave. And she's like, what? Viral?
Yeah.
She's like, get me the fuck out of here. I mean, I'm going to side with her on this one. You made a shitty movie. You want it to be gone. It's going to be gone. It'll be out of the theaters in 10 minutes. I don't think it's going to reflect poorly upon her. She'll be like, make another one, do another 50 Shades of Grey, 70 Shades of Grey. And, you know, just, you know, people will go see that and your boobs are out and everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care about Madam Web in whatever, 2 months or even that. So I think she'll be fine. Anyway, we're back with Factor, everybody. We love Factor over here, cover to cover. You guys know that. I just got delivered my Factor meals, my Calorie Smart. I went with the Calorie Smart package this time, Alex,
nice.
Because, you know, want to look beautiful for the summer. That'll be before you know it. You guys know Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, like I mentioned, vegan and veggie, and more. There's even more to enjoy with 55 nutrition-packed add-ons to help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. Get started today and have a feel-good week of meals ready to go. 2-minute meals. 2 minutes, Alex. Boom. Put it in the microwave. You're ready to roll in 2 minutes. No prep. All that stuff is gone. If you are as busy as I am, and Alex, and many of you are, I'm sure, probably even more busy, this gets it done. I love it. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast upscale options. Done easily. Flexible. Get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 or 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries anytime. What more can we say about Factor? You know, we love it. This Dakota Johnson, better watch yourself, Alex. Next thing you know, she's going to be doing a podcast doing Factor ads. You know, I mean, that's what we're doing over here. But we love it. We love our Factor. And Alex loves to do the call to action. He asks me all the time. He goes, Chris, I don't ask for much on this podcast, you know, but I do love a call to action because you feel people listen to Alex. And when he calls you to action, you guys stand up and you take action.
Yeah.
Alex, go ahead.
Head to factormeals.com/cover2cover50 and use code cover2cover50 to get 50% off. That's code cover2cover50 at factormeals.com/cover2cover50 to get 50% off.
Thanks, Factor. Alex did have an interesting story that he wanted to bring up. Every now and again, Alex will bring in a story. And he brought in one today about, was it balls?
It was balls.
And they're making them?
They're growing them, yes.
They're growing them in a lab? Who's growing them?
They have a...
They're able to grow ball. Alex came up with a story. He came in hot today. He said, I got a story for you.
They are solving male infertility.
Male infertility, okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
They're making balls. You want to know a good way to solve male infertility? Forget this balls, these fake balls. I highly recommend watching these girls jump around in their kitchen.
Okay,
do it. That'll fix what else. That would do it. But anyway, there's a lab somewhere.
Researchers at Israel Bar Ilan University have produced laboratory testicles that could help solve male fertility. They started with, like all good experiments, rat testicles.
They've grown
a pair.
Rat testicles or okay.
They have cloned a pair of testicles in a lab.
From the rat.
Mm-hmm.
And then from that, they think they can make like actual human balls from the rat balls.
Yes.
That a great pickup line in a bar, you know? Like, hey, last week I was infertile, and now I got a big old pair of rat balls on me.
Yeah,
if you want to go back to the apartment and see these rat balls, I'd be happy to show them to you.
Yeah.
What? That sentence was taken out of context.
To create these artificial organ-like structures, Gonin and colleagues collected and cultured immature testicular...
That sounds just like gonad.
I know. Yeah. They see what
is
they're
that
doing
a joke?
There?
Joke? Yeah.
No, they're not. That's his name. They collected and cultured immature testicular cells from newborn mice. The cells were grown in lab for 9 weeks, which is theoretically long enough for them to complete the process of sperm production and hormone secretion.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, anybody. If anybody out there has any type of ball issues, help is on the way. Help is on the way. There's some poor scientist out there grabbing rat balls and trying to come up with the answers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you have to kind of test on these animals, right, in order to get for science.
Mm-hmm.
You do feel bad for the rat who's just like, oh, come on.
Like, can I get those back?
Yeah. I was just running around the subways of New York having a good time with these big balls on me. All the other female rats are like, look at that big ball fucker. Mm-hmm. You know, this rat's probably like at the Studio 54 of rats. It's big balls hanging out, having a good time. Then he got snatched up. They took his balls so some guy could, you know, come on his wife's.
Bouncing on the beach.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for stopping me, Alex. I didn't know where I was going with that. I appreciate you rescuing me.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I ruined you by giving you this article.
Madonna fell down on stage. I saw a clip of Madonna falling on stage. You know, I'll tell you, this Madonna got right up. No problem. She's got to be brittle boned at this point, but boy, did she fucking get right up.
Hopped right back up.
You know who else fell again? My dad.
Uh-oh.
Fell again. Dad. He's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. But, you know, he's falling.
Yeah.
And that's the beginning of the end. But, you know, he's had many beginnings of the end.
Mm-hmm.
But he fell again, taking a walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Fell, and the bad thing is that there's the neighbors now. God bless these people who are picking him up, because there's quite a few who have now taken him back home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he fell. I saw him, and I had to have my brother tells me the story. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now, is he lying in the street and these people pick him up, or is he able to get back up? And my brother goes, I think he got back up. And the guy just helped him, you know, put him in a golf cart and took him back home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, that's good. Because I think when he broke the hip, he got back up too.
Yeah.
Thank God. Because getting people off the floor, that's a problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know, because it's a community where you see each other a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an area where people eat. There's like a little
clubhouse
that they go to quite a bit. And if you have to be picked up off the floor,
You can't show your face at the clubhouse.
I don't know if you get how quickly, but it's all old people. So I mean, I think they're picking up everybody off the floor. But right now, he's the one who's causing the most trouble. he's like Madonna.
Yeah,
guy can't stand up.
But I
have to say, God bless the people. There are some younger. Now, when I say younger, I mean they're 65-year-olds who are there.
It's a 55-plus community, right?
Maybe even more. I mean, 55-plus. Sure, I could be there.
Yeah.
55-plus. I think it's not even that, but it's just become that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not technically one of those, but that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Because it's a golf community in Myrtle Beach. There's no 22-year-olds with apartments there. Mm-hmm. But anyway, God bless, like I said, the people who do pull over to pick them up. Because several times I've seen something like this happen, And I'm like, I don't know. Do I want to get involved in this? There's a guy in my old neighborhood here in Los Angeles who used to rollerblade. An old man who used to rollerblade.
Rollerblade or roller skate?
Rollerblade. Yes, I know. And he, you know, headphones on, like roller discoing around the streets. It's fucking Starlight Express up Cahuenga. I was like, oh, look at this idiot. You know, whatever he had going on. Mm-hmm. And he was showing off a lot of times. I could see him showing off. And I knew it was a bad idea for a 70-year-old man to be rollerblading around. So anyway, one day I turn the corner. I'm in my car. And I see him roll. And he starts doing a back. He's going backwards.
Oh.
You know, because he was a pretty good rollerblader. He's going backwards. And he loses his balance. And he just goes, bam, on the floor. And I could tell he's hurt. And most people, I actually did stop. I'll say I did stop. So did another person in front of me stopped. Okay, I got out, and I was like, is it, I very half-assedly went, are you good? I knew the other person was like a nurse or something. She was going to handle it. So I was just going to get in the way at that point. But I should have probably stuck around to see if she needed help or something. But I was just like, oh, this old fool.
I mean, when you're showing off.
That's what I say. I said, you see, you shouldn't have been, you're a 75-year-old man. What are you skating backwards for? You know, but anyway, he had fallen. I think he broke something and the woman was helping him. And I just, it took a while. It actually had to do like a 3-point turn to get around him in the street.
Ooh. Wow. In the old neighborhood?
I know. Yeah. No, even older. The one before this last one.
Oh, okay.
So it was, Studio City. Listen, I'm not proud of it, but it took some maneuvering to get around him. And that's not nice. Like if you got to maneuver to get around an old man lying in the street, you're a fucking piece of shit. But I did it. I did it. I'm listen, people. I am who I am. Sometimes I don't know if I'm the woman who was, she was handling it. He was sitting up. I mean, he was not going to die.
Yeah.
And what am I going to do? Fix his hip? It's not my business.
No.
An ambulance was going to come, and professionals were going to take care of it. But I probably should have stayed. And said, you know, can I get anything for anybody? Does anybody need anything? No, but it's dead. I nearly ran him over trying to get around him.
Yeah.
That's not nice, right?
No.
But anyway, I'm glad the people are not doing that to my father. Maybe they are. Maybe by the time one guy picks him up.
Three carts just zip by.
Three people.
Honking.
I would. I think if I saw my father line a tree, I'd be like, oh, shit.
Late for a tea time and this old time.
And now we just booked our flights yesterday to go see them again. End of April. We're going back to Myrtle Beach. I called my mom today. I'm like, is he up for this? Like, should we even bother? She's like, oh, he's going to be very excited. Beckett's going to jump on him. His fucking brittle bones are going to shatter.
Right, yeah.
It's like Celine Dion. He's got stiff person syndrome.
Now, could this possibly be, wasn't he wearing Skechers that were a little too,
he's got some sort of,
couple sizes too
big?
Yes,
well, he's always, you know, he gets a bargain on shoes that are, because a lot of times, if you guys know, if you shop in some of these places, they have a really good deals on the size 14s, because nobody is a size 14.
No.
You know, unless Shaquille O'Neal goes into that,
Skechers Burlington, outlet.
Yeah. Burlington Coat Factory in Myrtle Beach, nobody's going to get the 14. So they deeply discount the size 14. My father's a size 7.
Yeah.
You know, but he says, wait a minute, you're giving away the size 14 for that price. I'll get the size 14. I'll make it work with whatever. I'll stuff a t-shirt in the back or something. I'll make it work.
I'll wear two pairs of socks.
Yeah, so there's a lot of times where I've seen him sometimes in golf shoes that I was like, what? Are you going skiing? Or no, these are my golf shoes, Christopher. They were 75% off. I said, yeah, because they're size 15s.
Yeah.
That don't make no difference. That don't make no difference. So anyway, I believe he's wearing shoes that are too big for him. Because
that could be the culprit.
Yeah, he got a deal on him.
Yeah.
And so what I saw it here when he was here, I saw it happening. He has to, they have a lot of back. There's a lot coming off the back. And he doesn't know, you know, he hasn't figured that out yet. He's been walking in a size 7 shoe most of his life.
Yeah.
So now having 4 more inches hanging off the back, it's tough on step. You know, he takes a step down. He thinks his foot's going all the way down to the floor.
Yeah.
But there's that 4 inches hanging off the back that's going to trip him up.
Catch the curb.
So I told my mother, I said, what's with these giant shoes? He gets a deal on the big shoes and he loves them. So, I mean, I think we might have to give him. I told him, I said, just get, I'll pay for the 7s.
Yeah.
If the 7s are too, You know, but they're doing fine, not broke.
Mm-hmm.
But he, you know, a guy can't pass up a deal.
Yeah.
You can't have shown this guy. You can't hang a size 14 shoe in front of him. He's like a horse to a carrot, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you do a 75% off size 14 shoe, he's going to fucking buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I think that tripping him up a bit. But so he fell again. And, you know, he's 83. This is what, when you're 83, you start to fall. Yeah. I think, I don't know. Isn't that what gets everybody in the end? He fell down.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there are two ways it can go. Your body goes before the mind, or the mind goes before the body.
Yeah. And your dad's still walking. You got one foot.
Yeah. For God's sake. He's got a pretty sweet.
Does he have an extra shoe my father will buy? Because he only uses one, right? My father will buy his other shoe.
No, he puts the other one on the pros.
Oh, he does. He have a pros?
Yeah.
I didn't think he was even doing the pros.
Oh, no, he's doing it.
Oh, really? How much does a pros cost? It's expensive, no?
It's not cheap, yeah.
Does he have like the thing that the guy who killed his girlfriend had? The blade?
Bubba Gump, you mean?
The blade? Oh. No, that guy. By the way, did you look it up?
I did look it up.
What did it say about that guy?
He actually stabbed his wife's ex-boyfriend, I think is what it
was.
So
he did stab somebody. Yeah. That was a mistake.
Let me see.
Is he in jail?
Williamson charged with attempted murder in 1998 after he allegedly stabbed his ex-wife's boyfriend.
Oh, shit. I mean, stabbing, you know? I mean, you stab somebody, that's something.
The judge in that case denied further prosecution due to insufficient evidence. So, no, he's out.
You don't see him working much anymore. I mean, I guess you stab somebody, like, I don't know if we can still work with this guy.
Mikey Williamson.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Michael T, I think.
Oh, Michael T.
It. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He was nominated for an Oscar and stuff for that role. Anyway, who cares? Enough about that. So dad's fine. Don't worry, everybody. Dad's fine. He's fine. He's just 83, and that's what happens. And he goes on these walks, you know? And you know, Madonna's 70-something, and she's making it work. Anyway, Shane Gillis is hosting Saturday Night Live this Saturday night. Say what you want about it. This is probably something that means nothing to you guys, but in the comedy world, it's a big deal. It's
big
exciting.
Deal.
It's exciting for Shane. I don't know Shane. He seems like a good guy. I don't know anything about him. But exciting. And then you know who's hosting next week or a couple of weeks? I saw, you know, they put up who's going to be the host and who's going to be the band. Sweeney.
Oh, yeah. Sydney Sweeney.
Sydney Sweeney's hosting. Why not? Oh, man, I'll be watching that. I can't figure out if this girl's good looking or not. I see some pictures of her. She looks like she's sleepy.
Yeah.
She's got like droopy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I got those a little bit myself. I think I might have somebody look at it. Buffalo Wild Wings, everybody giving out free wings. If you want such a thing, it's a certain day of February 26th from 2 to 5. Anyone in the U.S. can redeem 6 free boneless or traditional wings at Buffalo Wild Wings. What do you think of that?
I like it.
We got overtime free wings for America, including, I think it was because the Super Bowl went into overtime. Is that what it's about? Oh, I guess they made a deal. Got wings, Buffalo Wild Wings giving away for February 26th. They bet on the game. Buffalo Wild Wings placed a bet on the big game that it wouldn't go into overtime or something, and it did. And now they have to give away 6 wings. Okay, that's it. That's the article. No more than that. Yeah, I guess what more do you want? Okay, Buffalo Wild Wings giving away 6 wings. I feel like if you're going in there looking for your 6 wings, something's got to be, you know. But some people would probably do it just for fun. You know, I'd be here for my 6 wings. Probably not a bad idea because you're not going to just get the 6 wings, are you? You're going to get more shit.
I mean, they charge for carrots there, so.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They do?
I'm pretty sure they upcharge
like for extra carrots?
No, I think.
Well, why would they charge for carrots?
No, celery and carrots, I think, is an upcharge there. I could be wrong.
I'm not saying you're right or wrong, but I'm saying you probably get a few. And then if you say, I want more, like, yeah, well, you got to pay for it. Because, you know, produce is a lot of money now.
Yeah.
They could be giving, you know, who's giving out carrots? The hell kind of world do you think we're living in here, Alex? Anyway, there you have it. That's all fun stuff. How are we doing on time?
We are at probably about 40.
Oh, my God. We're killing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're very late tonight. We're going to release this right now. And we gave you some celebrity news. There was a little something about that. The People's Choice Awards. That's what that was. Boy, I didn't hear one thing about it. The People's Choice Awards. Sydney Sweeney wore a red dress, a plunging red dress.
Okay.
To the People's Choice Awards. And boy, was it plunging. but that's what I'm saying. She, you know, I mean, she's a pretty girl. Was she? Is she still with that guy? She was, you know, always rumored to be with this guy from Top Gun that we talked about. Mm-hmm. We always talk about it. We never get his name.
We never get there.
Yeah. Anyway, is there anything People's Choice worthy that we need to, like, what won the People's Choice Awards? Barbie, what best picture? Like, does anyone, I thought we were kind of seeing a bit of a resurgence in award shows. Mm-hmm. We were having some fun with them. And then the People's Choice came, and I don't think anyone, that one's never really been a good one because you give the people the choice.
Yeah.
And anytime you give the people the choice, you just learn that people shouldn't have a choice.
Yeah.
And especially in art and movies, you know. They just picked the dumbest shit.
Athlete of the year, who do you think?
Well, the athlete of the year is got to be Travis Kelce.
You nailed it.
Yeah, because he's just, his name's in the, yes.
The people's icon, Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I saw that he made a nice speech. And mm-hmm. Adam's a classy guy, you know. Yeah. I mean, they can't, who doesn't like that? And Jennifer Aniston gave him the award. So they got Jennifer Aniston to come mm-hmm. to the People's Choice Awards. Oh, and Adam Sandler. That's saying something.
Yep.
What else? Anything else?
Female artist, Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Movie, Barbie.
There you go.
Movie actor, Ryan Gosling.
Hold on, let me guess.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Oh, you want to guess?
Okay. Yeah, the actress. Give me an actress. Margot Robbie.
Let me get there.
What is Margot Robbie? who's actress? Oh, Ryan Gosling won?
Actor.
Did he? No, he's not there. He didn't show up to this crap,
did he? I don't think so.
No, I didn't see him on the red carpet. He's too cool for that. Sometimes you don't want to show up to these. Then it makes you look like the cool guy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be bothered.
You got too much going on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dakota Johnson wasn't there. She's on a beach with Chris Martin mm-hmm. in a plunging neckline.
Yeah. Female movie star of the year, you're right, Margot Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Anything else we need to know?
Daytime talk show of the year.
Let me guess. Hold on. Drew Barrymore show. Kelly Clark, Drew Barrymore.
Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll be at Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, the Kelly Clarkson show.
There'll be some bad blood between those two.
Drama TV star.
Hold on. Okay. Drama TV star. Yeah. And the winner is a drama TV star. The winner is David Caruso, NYPD Blue.
Jennifer Aniston.
Wait, what is she? Oh, she's in the morning show. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
She's very good in that. I'll give you that one. Okay.
Ariana Matt. Oh, my God.
Who's that?
Competition contestant, Ariana Maddox, Dancing with the Stars. She's the one that
Oh, and he said he was mm-hmm. He's in some hot water.
Yep. Hip-hop artist? Who do you think this could be?
Dua Lipa.
Nicki Minaj.
She's doing it all.
Drama movie of the year.
Oh, okay. This is going to be the one with Paul Giamatti.
Oppenheimer.
Oh, of course. Wow. Mm-hmm. A great movie, by the way. I saw it. I loved it. Good movie.
Yeah, I think that's
I watched American Fiction the other night. Someone told me to watch American Fiction. It's nominated for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. And Jeffrey Wright is nominated for Best Actor. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few nominations. Sterling K. Brown. It's okay. I wanted to love it. It just never took off. I like the idea. And I was like kind of disappointed by it. And I was like, God, fucking movies. Like, that could have been so good. It just didn't. Mm-hmm. It didn't check all the boxes for me. But it was fine enough. You know, you pay $20 for these damn things now.
Yeah.
Because you go on Prime and it says some of them you can't rent. You want to buy it?
Yeah.
I'm like, now I own this fucking movie. I never watch it again. It's mm-hmm. not like something I'm going to watch 10 times. But I was like, oh, it's $20. I want to watch it tonight. So I'll buy it. So now I have American Fiction, $20. But, I mean, if I guess I went and saw it in the theaters, it'd be $20, right?
At least.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't feel like I'm killing myself. And then if you rent them, it's also $20 in some cases. Mm-hmm. Like, rented this dumb movie, Migration, for my daughter. This is about the ducks migrating. It's not about immigration, everybody. It's migration. Mm-hmm. I see you freaking out. Like, I'm not watching some immigration. Are you insane? Migrants? Absolutely not. Nope. No, it's ducks.
They're ducks.
Yes, they're just ducks flying right over the border. Mm-hmm. You got to build that wall.
Yeah.
So anyway, I bought it. I rented it for my daughter, and you have like a day to watch it.
Yeah.
And if you know kids, they watch 10 minutes, they walk away. And then so she walked away and I said, let's go finish Migration. I go back and it's like $20 more. I was like, oh, fuck that. Mm-hmm. I'm paying $40 for this piece of shit.
Yeah.
So I just put on something else, you know, just mm-hmm. somebody, she watches now, she watches like YouTube, like kids playing with Play-Doh and shit. I mean, it's dumb as shit.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need some time and I give her a phone and she'll, I don't, I try not to do it a lot. I try not to do it a lot, but she's like, guess what I'm watching? I'm like, what? I'm watching a kid make balls with Play-Doh. I'm like, well, why don't you just make balls with Play-Doh? No, I'd rather watch this kid do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you got to learn how to make balls with Play-Doh.
Anyway, they're like those balls, like the rat's balls.
Like the rat's balls.
That's probably how it started for that scientist.
Uh-huh.
So maybe my daughter will one day be making balls. Let's hope.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
All right, everybody. She's pretty good at gymnastics, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Who knows? But my wife's a little concerned because she doesn't want her to have a gymnast. She says sometimes it stunts their growth. I don't know if that's if wives tell.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's concerned that her growth is going to be stunted, like that little, you know, the one who, Simone Biles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who's like 4 feet tall. And they all are. You know, the ones you see at the Olympics, they're all like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, none
who
of them
are. Were those two brothers, the Ham brothers? Remember those guys?
No, but sure.
Okay.
Yes, the Ham brothers. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I was talking about. The Ham brothers.
Ham.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with those guys. Are they popular gymnasts? Gymnasts?
I think they were like, you know, in the early 2000s.
All I remember is a guy named, like, I think his name was Mitch Weber or something. And he was in the Olympics in like 1984, the year that Mary Lou Retton won for the women. But he was on the men's. I think they won a gold or something, but it wasn't as celebrated as the women winning that. Carrie Shrug, Mary Lou Retton, all that whole crew.
Yeah.
But anyway, his name was Mitch, something like that. But he went on to make a movie called like American Anthem, I believe it was called. Yeah, it was a fucking, and he acted in it as gymnast. He was a handsome guy, but that's back when they would throw any piece of shit on the screen. Back in the 80s, like, fuck it. There was no other avenues to watch movies. Mm-hmm. We'll make a dumb fucking movie with this guy who just won a gold.
Yeah, Mitch Gaylord.
Ooh, that's a tough name. Mm-hmm. Mitch Gaylord. And he was in American Anthem, right?
Yeah, 1986.
And I believe
what do you think IMDb got this?
Oh, got it. It was absolutely god-awful. What does IMDb say?
4.8.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
Out of 10.
Yeah, not out of 5.
I thought it would be worse than that, actually. All right, everybody.
Okay.
We had some fun here. We could talk. I could talk all day, but it's getting late. It's like late at night. Oh, yes. Let's hear a little of this. This is actually perfect to go out on, and we'll discuss it. I guess, see, there's a couple things that I got to do some research on, and I'll come back and I'll give you on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you guys, and we're doing a more smart Patreon this week as well. And then we're heading to Philly next week. I'm excited about Philadelphia. I got to be honest. Punchline in Philadelphia and just spending 3 days in Philadelphia. Because we've been up and running, you know, when Alex and I, we'll do a town and we'll get the fuck out of there. We're like cowboys, you know, and, but in Philly, we're staying a couple of days. Then we move on to DC for one night only. And so I'm looking forward to it. Cause I like Philadelphia. I've always had fun there. I like the people. I like our fans there. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of the people that I enjoy.
Nice.
I played it a lot, Philly, and they've always been good to me. So anyway, we're looking forward to Philly. And what was I going to say? Oh, but there are several stories that I want to research, and I will tomorrow. I'll have some time, and I'll give these my take on A, what we're about to discuss and play something from, is Beyonce, I guess, has a country western album.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's the new album that she, I guess, teased at the Grammys, and it's country western. And I don't know if the country western people are happy or not happy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, let us have country western.
Yeah.
You know, the biggest star in the world. But hey, Beyonce wants to do what she wants to do. Anyway, apparently it went number one, first black female artist ever debut at number one on the country charts, what I heard this morning. The other one I would like to research a little bit on is because I saw a clip and I can't figure out what the fuck it's about. I guess Jennifer Lopez has a new movie out.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie, from what I'm gathering. It's not like a scripted movie where, you know, Jennifer Lopez is playing one of her dumb parts where she can't get married to somebody. Jude Law leaves her at the altar. She makes the same movie every time.
Yeah. Well, she was a maid once.
She was a maid, yeah, with Ralph Fiennes. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know, most maids look like Jennifer Lopez. So yeah. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Most hotel maids look, because a lot of times you walk down the hallway and see the hotel maid, they all look just like Jennifer
just
Lopez.
Just like her.
So anyway, but most of the time it's her running in a wedding dress from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, I think it's, from what I'm gathering, and I could be wrong on this, it's some sort of documentary.
I think you're right.
But it's a documentary about other people she wants to fuck or something. This is what I'm... It seems very bizarre.
Okay.
Apparently it's... And the tagline of it is, from the dreams of Jennifer Lopez. So I guess Jennifer Lopez had some dreams, mm-hmm. like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote them down.
Mm-hmm.
And now these are... And it seems like all of her dreams, she's just getting fucked by some handsome guy that's not Ben Affleck. At least that's what I'm gathering.
Okay.
Maybe you guys saw it. Maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong. But it sounds like a bizarre way to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
But Jennifer Lopez can do whatever she wants, I think. And she does and is. And
yeah.
And I will watch it because I see it's on one of the channels. I'll pay $20
mm-hmm.
to watch it.
She produced it herself.
I know. It's like her thing. It's yeah. like her movie.
She put $20 million into this.
But is she dancing in it? Is it dancing?
I can't figure out what the fuck it's about.
That's what
Again,
I'm like.
Again, we got to do more research.
Yeah. All right. It sounds like Madam Web and piece yeah. of shit. Anyway, I hope Dakota Johnson sees the J-Lo movie and talks about it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Enough is enough. We got to go. Let's hear a little of country western Beyonce.
Yeah.
Is this a big hit, right? Mm-hmm. This next one.
This is it. I mean, just came out. It's at 34 million plays on Spotify. Wow. So.
Ooh, that's real country.
Mm-hmm. It's a banjo.
Well, I don't hate it. When
this ain't Texas.
There she is.
Ain't no holding.
Okay.
Lay our cards down, 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 down.
Now, Alex, so you're a country western fan. What do you think of this?
I really liked her first country song.
Did she have another one that from this album?
Not, no. 2016, she put one out
really?
Called Daddy Lessons.
Ooh.
And it's good.
Really?
It's all right.
Oh, now this is going to be, people are going to love this song.
There's a tornado.
Oh, I'm having fun. Is a tornado coming to New York City? That shit ain't pretty. Ain't that the truth? I like it. You know what? I'm not even going to fuck around with it. I was planning to fuck around with it. I'm not going to fuck around. I like it.
All right.
I could go to country western bars and... You know how they all of a sudden they start dancing like they all know the moves.
Line dance.
Yeah. But it's always so funny because like the real macho guys like standing on the side. And then as soon as one of these songs, they all jump out there and do like a fully choreographed routine.
Boots, yeah.
Like, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen. But this sounds like one you can get with something really going.
Mm-hmm.
Boot Scoot Boogie or some dumb
yeah.
shit. Wow. I love it. I mean, it's a dancey country song.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than that Oreo shake fucking bullshit. Applebee's Oreo shake.
Yeah.
That shit, I can't handle that. This is better than that. Oh, there's some whistling in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough whistling in music today. I think more whistling. All right, everybody. We're out. We'll see you on Thursday. Thank you for being cover to cover listeners. We're releasing this right now. You guys mm-hmm. will listen to it in the morning, probably. Let us know how you like it. Give us reviews. Follow us on Instagram. I'm Chris Frangiola. I do a lot on there. Alex is back on. Alex Con TV.
Con.tv.
Con.tv. No Alex.
No.
Just Con.tv.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Christian Con is his real name.
Whoa. Did you just out me?
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then, of course, Frangiola.fun has all our tickets to live shows. We got a ton of them coming up. See you out there on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Beyonce. Bye bye.
Too. It's a real life boogie and a real life hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor. I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you.